Saga Egmont presents Femicide by Pascal Ingman, read by Sophia Engstrand. One wants to be loved, in lack thereof admired, in lack thereof feared, in lack thereof loathed and despised. One wants to instill some sort of emotion in people. The soul trembles before emptiness and desires contact at any price. From Dr. Glass by Hjalmar Söderberg. Prologue. A plastic bag had got stuck in the wire fence that surrounded Orkishberga prison. 25-year-old Emily Rudin turned the key in the ignition of her green Kia, and the engine fell silent. She leaned forward, rested her head on the wheel. 2 years earlier, she had given birth to their daughter, Nova. Now she was here to end it with Karim, the man she had thought was the love of her life. Emily was scared. She straightened her back, raised her top lip, and examined herself in the rearview mirror. The bottom half of one of her front teeth was yellow. 4 years before, Karim had flung her into a radiator during an argument. Emily had fainted. When she had come round, he had gone. 48 hours later, he'd come home, stinking of bars and sweat, and asked for forgiveness with bloodshot eyes. Emily opened the car door and put her foot down in a puddle that had formed in a pothole. She had to bring this to an end, for Nova's sake. Her daughter didn't deserve to grow up with her father behind bars. Even if Karim was going to be released in 3 months' time, Emily was certain that he would be back, sooner or later. Probably sooner. She walked with long strides towards the visitor entrance, pressed the bell, and was let in. For 3 years, with only a few exceptions, she'd been here every week. Nova had been conceived in one of the visiting rooms. Some of the prison officers showed empathy, others thinly veiled contempt. Over the years, she'd done all she could to keep her head held high, to walk the corridors with her back straight. She recognised the officer in reception. He was quiet, seemed shy. Despite them having met on several occasions, he gave no indication of knowing who she was.
"I'm going to see Karim Laimani," said Emily.
The officer nodded.
"Could I borrow a pen?"
He kept his eyes fixed on the screen as he handed over a biro. Emily unfolded Nova's drawing and added the date in the top right-hand corner. The procedure after that was the same as always. Jacket, bag, mobile phone and keys were locked in a cabinet. She was then led over to the metal detector and searched. Emily held out her arms and let the officer pat her down.
"Follow me," he said mechanically as he pushed an access card against the reader.
They walked down the corridor, then off to the right. The officer first, Emily behind him with Nova's folded drawing in her hand. He stopped in front of a white door with a round glass window. Emily peered in. Karim was sitting there with his hands on the tabletop. The hood on his grey sweatshirt was up. The door was pushed open, and Emily stepped into the little room. She took a deep breath. Her hands and legs were shaking. She rehearsed everything she was about to say as the door was pulled to behind her. Karim stood up. It was as if the words she'd learned by rote had been blown away. He pulled her towards him, grabbing hold of her breast. "Karim, stop." He pretended not to hear her, instead pressing his groin against hers and pushing his tongue into her mouth. She pushed him away.
"What the fuck is up with you?" he said.
Karim stared at her angrily for a couple of seconds, turned around and sat down on the chair. Emily placed Nova's drawing on the table in front of him. He glanced at it impassively.
"You've put weight on. You're not up the duff again, are you?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?